Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the
breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Yeah.
Care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
to. We give, showing others how to live. We care with love all through the land.
Well, good evening, and good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, to all our listeners in the United Kingdom, Korea, Japan, Sweden, Australia, and many, many other places. You're waking up with Linda McCann, and it is Finding Out Friday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We finally got here. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC. Community, Unification, and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals in workshops, education, many, many things, but we focus on our youth out here. You know, I call to each of you to strive for prosperity, strive for development, strive for victory. Life is about striving all out to achieve our aims. It is about hard work and effort. Regardless of how smart you may be, intelligence alone cannot guarantee your future. That's from my favorite mentor, from Dashbaku Yikata, who gives you the roadmap to live the humanistic life. Our topic today is commitment, determination, and action. And in order to do that, we must have our help. So tomorrow, remember I talk about that defeat diabetes, Dr. Glenda Davis and her team. There's a master class tomorrow. We have to get you this information. Take this down. I'll repeat it throughout the show. You can register for that master class tomorrow. There's no charge, but you're going to get some information. So for those of you who are late risers and you feel that you cannot get up Pacific time at 9 o'clock a.m., just stay up all night. You do not want to miss information tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Here is the website that you can register. It is https://www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. You have to register by 12 midnight. I hope it's not too late because it fills up. People want to get this knowledge from her. I'm going to give it to you again. www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. com, 9 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, and it goes across. So, as I said, if you're a late riser, stay up all night. You don't want to miss this. You know, we claim that diabetes is an ugly disease out here, and they claim it's no cure. Okay, and you just have to live with it. That is not so. Dr. Glenda Davis will educate you, and you will see differently. Okay, check into that class. Those of you who have it, you know what I'm talking about. Restless nights, not learning, pill popping, 24/7 every day. Okay, no, that does not have to be. You want to learn from Dr. Glenda Davis and the Happy Health Team. I'll be repeating this over. So take care of your health. And we're shouting out birthdays. Happy birthday to those August-born lions and lionesses. And today is my best friend's birthday, Town. And you know who I'm talking about. Happy birthday to you, Uptown, and many, many, many more. You know, this moon is full out here. And what this moon represents is strength. And it represents generosity and knowledge. Did you hear that last thing I said? I said knowledge. So, again, you're waking up with Linda Maxine, and what we want you to do is understand that you have to choose to live. You have to choose to be healthy. And if you don't advocate for yourself, guess what? Nobody else will. Because, you see, the disease of diabetes is a money-making machine. Okay? A money-making machine. So you have to get that mindset set right. And make that determination, commitment, and take action to live. Listen in. Again, www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. Register by 12 midnight tonight. I hope it's not too late. I promise you that as soon as I get information, I will put it out to you. If you're not diabetic, you know someone in your family that is. And if you're not diabetic, you want to get this information so you'll never become one. Let's get rolling here. Tiffany with an eye is going to join us and tell us what she found out. But right now, I want you to send my...
held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know.
That's right. Stop it. Everybody out there is holding you back. Don't let your help be the one to take you out. Again, you diabetics out there, if you want to live, I say choose life. www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. If you're a late sleeper, just stay up all night so you can get this education. And we have someone else on here with us. Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I strategize it. I change it and I complete it. She's here with us to share and care our topic, commitment, determination, and action. Tiffany with an eye, welcome in. How are you on this Find It Out Friday?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me on. So, you know, Fridays are always good days, Mondays and Fridays.
Yes, we love it. We love it. We appreciate you so much. We have so much gratitude for you for coming on and caring and sharing. And you do it so nicely and you give us a lot of things to think about. It's such a pleasure and an honor to have you with us and to be a part of my life and you a part of our lives, and we take our lives and we can share with everybody. So what did you find out today? Oh, Find It Out Friday. Where are we going to go with this?
Well, I guess 2 days ago I had received a call. You know, I consult profits, businesses, and nonprofit organizations, and I got a call from a wonderful lady.
Okay.
And she's doing some marvelous things. As you know, I only collaborate with the organizations that I believe are doing what they do and what they say they do. So, you know, as I'm affiliated and collaborate with CUC, there are just some wonderful things in that organization as well as others. So we talked for a minute, more than a minute, let's say. And she's doing something wonderful with feminine hygiene products around the world. And especially for the little ones, because this is this has been happening. I don't think we have any feminine hygiene products like we used to find in bathrooms and public schools and things of that nature, and just don't have access like we used to. So she's bringing it to not only a national level, but an international level, because there's not so much of a stigma here, there's a stigma of, you know, being female and having a cycle. And some of those children can have their cycles as early as 8. In some of these other countries. But the beauty of it was that she not only wants to help them and provide things for them, but she wants to create a way where they can provide for themselves and make an income and have a co-op. So, you know, she's been in India, Tanzania, Uganda, with, you know, in collaboration and alignment with a lot of, you know, other organizations too as well, around the world. So you know how I feel. I mean, you feel, you know, you and the babies, you and the youth, that is something that you really take to heart. And so when I heard what she was doing, especially for the youth and just for other, I mean, you know, youth, teenagers, and just women in general around the world, and wanting to help them in these situations because it's different. They go into what they experience is different, a lot different than what we experience here. So for her to have a mission and a heart to want to do that, it was fabulous. But it took me back to, you know, the president of CUC. I know you know her well.
Okay.
And it took me back to a person's heart, and her heart is definitely in what she does. And when she called me, she was just about to cry because she had a promise. Somebody had promised to deliver something to her, and they didn't deliver it. And you know and I know how other nonprofit organizations can be, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, don't even worry about that. We'll come up with our own strategy and we'll do things together and I'll collaborate with you because it's important. But the main reason what I saw, because I saw, like I said, you know the president of CUC well, I saw the same thing. I saw the same heart. I saw the same energy, heart energy moving, if you will. And it was amazing. So I'm finding out that there's really great organizations out there that
yes.
really do what they say they do. And
yeah.
I, you know, am a very particular about my collaboration or alignment with any business or organization, especially organization. And I just loved what CUC is doing. And when I talked to her, it was the same kind of, like I said, energy running through her veins about her passion for, you know, the children. And then wanting to help them provide a better life for themselves. You know what I'm saying? And I think that can be done, right? So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. We understand that we are all born here perfect, as you and I always speak of. And so when the organizations are out there, you know, organizations are ran through good governance. That's the main thing. They have to run above board. But more so, just don't put words down on paper. Back your words. You know, take action. That's why I said it takes a commitment to take on something. But it takes determination to keep it filled, to keep it moving. But what the key is the action and the behavior that moves behind it. So when we speak about little ones, you know, that you, they, each one, teach one. And there's no more storytellers left around. In my era, we had storytellers. Those aunties would drag you by your ponytail, sit you down, give you some stories, tell you about different things. It's up to you whether you want to listen. But believe me, you might act like you're not listening, but as you grow and become more mature, those words come back to you. So it is very important that we put it out there for the youth. Now, youth nowadays, they're a little bit different. They want it. They're not having it. You can't give them no crap. So you better go straight on with them, okay? You have to go straight on. But the most important thing is you have to find out what they want, okay? Not what you want. They want. You already know what you want, okay? And you know how to get it. So what you have to do is listen. Let them grab the reins. See, the youth are so powerful. They really run the world. They say the youth is our future. No, the youth is your present, okay? Take heed and pay attention. And all they want you to do is listen. But you can't go in there mommying and daddying them, okay? They don't want to hear that. Because they all think they're grown, and they are grown. But you have to find out what the need is, as if you have to find out what the need is for everything, okay? You need to know a need before you start working on the problem. And I'll say this with, you know, I'm on that diabetes road. And that's what I admire about Dr. Davis and her team. See, you cannot cure anything unless you get to the root of it. All right, same thing. You cannot help and empower and encourage anybody unless you know what they need, okay? And they'll tell you. So the lady that's going through working with the hygiene products, we'll have to talk about her because, yes, it is needed. It's needed over there, but it's needed over here. I can't remember when I went into a restroom and saw some soap there. Okay, for grown-ups, let alone children, so I can imagine what's happening on these school campuses. I'm going to have to go visit, but I know she'll be out there on it, but I think that's a beautiful thing because you're right. Different places do it different ways, and hygiene is very, very important. Some countries don't even use deodorant, okay? They don't believe in it. I don't know if it's not that they didn't know about it or couldn't get it, but yeah. So I think she's right on the road with it. I would love to meet her. It's a great thing that she's doing, and there we go back to that commitment. She's committed, And
extremely committed. Extremely committed. Oh. And it started here in the States, and then she developed relationships with people in Uganda and Tanzania and China. And, you know, since we share and care and we have such a global outreach, I thought it would be good just to, you know, mention it to say that, yes, you know, I'm finding out that there are more people in the world that are really doing good things, extraordinary things. And as much as I, you know, I love, you know, men being on the planet, I really, really do, and they are great when it comes to foundation and structure. And once that's in place, then a woman can move, right? We females can move. So, and I've just been meeting some dynamic women who are moving, and they're changing things because they see the need. And so I just get very honored, you know, when someone calls me. You know, I get calls all the time. And nonprofits I decide to work with and some I don't, and you know how I feel because I talked to you about it. But again, you know, she's really determined, committed to doing what she does. She does it well. She says she's been doing a lot for other people. She's ready to really take the next steps in her nonprofit and really get it going. And so I was just heartfelt in our, you know, listening to her. And like I said, it reminded me so much of the president of CUC. So if no one, I mean, I know we talk about CUC, but we don't really talk about CUC as the organization. I will tell people out there that CUC is a dynamic organization. So when I know there have been seeds of events and things coming, and they are coming, but I would strongly encourage people to check it out when those events come, because it is a dynamic organization, and the president is so just committed and determined to follow the mission of the organization. So that's why I was so I was so honored when she called, because I was like, oh wait, I have CUC. I collaborate with them, I do work with them, and this seems like this woman's speaking the same language, and is beautiful, you know. So
the way organizations should move when they're speaking of collaboration, they should be of one mind, okay? It's different ways to do things, but the mission statement is very, very important. Do your mission, okay? Do your mission. Don't just write it down there. Do your mission. And there's going to be blockages out there when people are trying to build. You got your long time organizations that have been around for years, and you've got your grassroots. They're the ones that really should attack in to the long-termers. But most of the time, they're so used to doing what they're doing or not doing, you have to start up on your own. But there are beautiful organizations out here. There's one organization, SERF. SIERF. She's been around about 20 years. She works with sensory children, you know, artistic and things of that nature. And I just admire her so. And she comes on, and I'll get her back. I admire her because her child had Down syndrome, and it was giving her such a hard time. But she's a go-getter and a digger, and she'll put that bulldozer on you till she get her answers. And so she found out so much information, gathered so many resources, that she took that knowledge and shared with other parents that have the same problem. And she does phenomenal work. And she's been around. And it's like the way she handles it, the way that she works, and what it does is not really what it's used for, is to bring other parents together to let them know that they're not out here by themselves, because they're in denial, okay? They're in denial. They feel bad because that child has that condition, but she brings everybody together to let them see that you're not the only one. And you go here, you go there. I've had several parents contact me. They're not doing this with my child. And you see me, I say, call her. And when she get through with you, I said, if you listen to her, you'll be smooth sailing, okay? But she started because they gave her such a hard time. And she said, no, I'm going to get this information, and I'm going to spread this information. S-I-E-R-F. It stands for sensory integrated, but it's kids with sensory issues, okay? But she's good. She's excellent. So there are good organizations, and then there's flop organizations. And you just have to know what you want to be a part of. For persons that you have to volunteer to get a start, you know, that's the way you really get your foot into the community. You know, I'm not saying be free forever, but if it's something that you're interested in or an organization, volunteer, okay? Volunteer so that you can learn the ins and outs about it, so you can see it, because when these organizations give you this, they just don't jump up on a Monday and say, I'm going to have an event on a Wednesday. It's a lot that goes into that. Depending on your location, you have to get permits. You have to get clearance. You have to get locations. Oh, yeah, it's a lot of work that goes there to have persons go in and tent and not have to and just be there. You know, it's a lot of work. So organizations that really roll their sleeves up and don't just be asking for dues and donations, they're out there. I'm so glad that you mentioned her, because that's a good thing that she's doing. And like you say, people are doing wonderful things, but it's not easy. It's not easy. Or anything that you spell. That's why I was playing the song, Ain't No Stopping Us. Now everybody else can try to stop you. Don't you stop yourself and allow your health to get so bad that you check out here. Then they didn't do what you did. So if there's an opportunity that's available to you and some education that's out there, you take advantage of that, okay? And I'm going to go back again. You know how we do. We on Friday, Monday, we keep it short and sweet, and Friday I don't hold up everybody, because you might want to just go take a nap. But this Defeat Diabetes Masterclass is free. I don't even like to use the word free, because any education that you're going to get, it's just out there. A lot of people out there, you know, you and I talk about it. Free this, free that, free that. This is a process introduction. And if you want to take care of your health and live, choose to live, find out about this dreadful disease that's out here. It's a killer, and it's a moneymaker, too. That's why they say there is no cure. There is a cure. You can transform it. And I've seen it done. She's been around a long time, but I'm not going to even attempt to tell you what you're going to hear. I can't touch it. All I can say for those of you who sleep late on Saturday morning and you feel you cannot be up for 9 o'clock, don't go to sleep. Stay up, okay? And I think registration for that closes at midnight tonight, so they can get your links to you. And it is something to witness, something to hear about. You know, you do, when you know better, you do better. Wouldn't you say, Tiffany? When you know better, you do better. So it's your life, your health, and like our life coach, Karen, better life coach said, the opposite of living is failing to live, okay? The opposite of living is failing to live. You have to choose health. If you, your health will bring you your wealth, okay? We all want to do better. We want to prosper. But if you get out there and you can't do what you have to do because of your health, you're not going to get no help. And if you're fortunate enough, privileged, and have that wealth, if your health gets bad, you're going to lose that wealth to take care of your health. So why not take an opportunity to get some education to understand what you need to do to choose life? I choose life. I don't want nothing taking me out. I mean, those birth, sickness, old age, and death, those are four things that are guaranteed. But why rush it? Why rush it And why have someone profit off of your demise? Okay, that's all I have to say about it. Because you've been popping pills for 40 years and you're still feeling bad. Or you're doing worse. Then you move from them pills into that insulin. That's it. Because it's not curable. You have to live with it. No, you don't. Go to Dr. Glenda Davis and the Happy Health Team and get some information. It is something you don't want to miss out on. You do not. She will educate you and have your head swimming, looking at things a different kind of way. You will have many, many aha moments out there. Believe me. And you know, I'm not the one that can be put up under the ether, and I'm not the one that listens to the hype. Again, that is an organization that moves with the heart, and they're heartfelt, and they will welcome you, embrace you, and hold your hand until you get that new life. Because when you have diabetes, it's very stressful in many, many, many ways. So, again, for those who don't have it, but not family members or friends, get on there and listen, and get on and listen for yourself so you'll never get it. Because if you got heads up on something, it can't catch you, can it? But if you stand still and just let it be, you're going to get ran over by a Mack truck at the expense and everybody profiting but you, off of you, off of your life, okay? Listen up. I never say what you should do, but today I'm saying you should do this. Take it. Take it from We Share and Care here. Listen up. I want to wake you up. And I have to kind of like pull back because, you know, I'll get on that pulpit and I'll get the walking and the talking. Okay, but check it out. Check it out. If you can't rise before 12 noon on Saturday, some of us sleep in late. If you feel you're going to miss it, stay up all night. Stay up so that you can get this information. This is education that is going to take you on a new level. And I'll vouch for that, okay? I'm going to say that. You know, I don't jump in behind everybody, right? I'm like you, all right? I have to search it out, research it, and know it before I can walk it and talk it. And if need be, I have to experience it and live it so I really know what I'm talking about, okay? You have to get the facts out here. But our lives are precious. We were put here. We were born here to heal ourselves and to heal others. Okay, that's our mission. That's a mission. So if you think I'm not kidding, whatever you read, write in the sand, chant, read the Bible, read it, you'll find it up in there. I wish I could give you some quotes, but right now I'm not too still on the Bible. That's not what I do. Okay, but whatever you do, whatever, look into it. Your life is your life. You only have one body. One body. So if you don't want to, it's just like driving a car. You get the tires changed, you get the this and the that. Why not get your vehicle that's going to carry you through life in good shape? And if you are a victim of that dreadful, it's dreadful disease, it will kill you. And what's upsetting me, I hear a status and look at that. Babies are being born with it now. You know I'm real upset. They haven't even been here long enough to eat no sugar. You got me sure something else to that, and I don't like that. It's a form of injustice. We've been misguided. It's been mishandled. You're going through all that misery out there. Learn the secret. It is transforming. So check out the class. I'm going to give it one more time. https://www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. As soon as you get off this phone, you can hang up now if you want to, or get off and go Google it and bring it up and register. Very simple, very quick. But the information that you're going to get is going to be life-changing. It's going to be life-changing. That is what I'm sharing with you. That is what I found out for Find It Out Friday. Next week, we'll be in for Mindful Monday, and I can tell you it's how it's going to be. Weekend, we'll have a lot of things to tell you to be mindful of. We want you to be safe out there and be aware. Stay woke. And if you find yourself in the companies of those that cannot see your worth, that cannot appreciate what you bring to the table, they got dirty glasses, they need to go to the optometrist and get new glasses, but you get away from them. Keep yours clean. Stay aware. check it out. And whatever you decide, complete it. It's about completion, and let nothing stop you. Do not be swayed by like a leaf on a tree branch, whichever way the wind blows. It's just your life. We're people of greatness. Of everybody out that's listening, and those that don't listen, if they don't listen, you tell them how great they are. You must step into your greatness. Stay there, but don't forget to take others with you. I'm through with my sermon today. Tiffany, take us on out of here. What do you want to leave us with? We appreciate you, and I will meet that lady, okay? I will talk with her.
Oh, no, I think she would be great to sit to talk about what she does here on the West We Share and Care, because I definitely don't go into all that most people do about their own organizations.
Right.
But her organization is Network of Women Now.
.org.
So she is just a wonderful person, and we'll enjoy talking to her. We'll enjoy hearing what she has to say. So, well, thank you so much. That's what I have to say. And, you know, again, I know things are pivoting. They're shifting. We can feel a shift, and a good shift, more positive energy coming in. And I'm so glad, because all the people that are really doing things and empowering people to stand in their greatness are here. So, if they ask you or you see something, like you said, you know, volunteer, stand with them, because they are fighting for you.
Yes.
The reason why they have these organizations is not only for their personal experiences, but to know and understand that if they went through it, someone else must have gone through it, and they want to share and empower and encourage and motivate you and let you know that you're not alone. So, you know, there's a lot of organizations out there, but the ones like CUC and the Network of Women Now, they, you know, the ones that I work with right now, presently and currently, they're doing things. And so stand with them. Let's change some of the things that we want to see changed, because we can do it. We definitely can do it. So that's what I can say for Friday.
And I will say, when you hold on to your faith, whatever it might be, to remember, you can always make the impossible that you think possible, but it all depends on you. And again, you have to choose life, choose your health, so that you can continue on with your mission. And the more and more we do it, a mission turns into a vow. They're similar, but they're not the same. When you step into that vow, it is nothing can sway, say, or anything else, or get in your way. Once you step into that vow, and persons with vows are not to be messed with, okay, because they don't see anything but the finished product, believe me. And while we're speaking of that, I just wanted to share again with the public health centers that are open and available, because, you know, this whatever's out here is still out here. And, you can call them, give them a call, and that is 1-833. It is 540-0473. They're open 7 days a week from 8 o'clock to 8:30. If you have any questions about, because you're not getting a lot of information, but believe me, it's a count out there, okay? They're not riding it like they were, but it's not anything. To whatever you've been doing to get here and to be here, keep doing it. That's all I have to say, because you don't know what you're dealing with. People say pandemic. I said plandemic, so that's just my version of it. But whatever, we all need to be here, and I choose life, and I hope that all of you choose life. And again, I'd like to give my condolence to my friend that lost her son, unjust. He was murdered, and we're lifting you up out there. You know who you are. You know we got your back. We got you. All right. We have you. We have your family. And people, let's be kind to one another. okay? Kindness will overrule that hate anytime. Keep your temperament down. Make sure people are driving crazy out here, okay? The tempers are bad. It's hot. Just relax, okay? Pull over to the side and let them by. You don't know what's on their mind, so you don't want to get in any type of confrontation. Argue with yourself and ask yourself, how fast can you get out of their way? That's my motto over here. So, Tiffany, we're going to take it out of here. We love you. It is fine that I'll find. We'll be back on Monday. But mine for Monday, no telling what we'll be talking about, because, you know, sometimes we have to take disclaimers over here. We are not saying anything. We just bring you the information. Share and care. What you do with it is up to you. We just want to let you know we got you. Tiffany, I love you. I'm going to pay a little bit of this, and then we're out of here. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Others how to live. We care and share. We love all through the land.